You should save yourself from the sufferings of the worldly ocean. One should not do or think or speak something which will take him downwards, and should not deteriorate in any way. Because human beings are a friend of themselves and enemy of themselves. Please remember. So mind is the main. It can be the hero, it can be the villain. The only one single factor is mind. Take care of it and you are taking care of your quality of life and quantity of life. Enjoyment is birthright of everybody, and they all want, not only human beings, all beings. But there is a way to it. Sense pleasure, it actually removes your power, deteriorates. Because every sense organ has that expiry date, and you overdo it, and you suffer. So the best is, remember Lord Vishnu, Shantakaram, peace and calmness. You need to be calmly active, and you need to be actively calm. Shantakaram Bhujagasayanam, infinity. Bhujagasayanam, infinity. That is your own inner self. Prasanna Vadanam Dhyaye, always you should maintain a smiling face, an inner cheerfulness. And your mind is preventing that to happen because something is happening in your home, in your workplace, in your shopping places, in everywhere else, which makes you tense, which threatens your survival. In the subconscious, the mind is reacting negatively. That is where Kriya Yoga helps. Remember, the same mind can help you. Everything in the world, to every person, is happening through the mind. All stress, all joy, all enjoyments, all sufferings, failure, success, the whole thing is happening through the mind. And it is not accidental. And that's called destiny. Let us take example of our own self. The very thought process you have, and thought process is the basic of all other actions. Everything starts with thought. So the way you think and the style of your thinking is already predetermined. That's called destiny. What you are at present is really the reflection of the past. What you thought, what you spoke, and what you did now is reflecting in you through your style of thinking, through your action, through your interaction, through your reaction. And that is mediated through habit. If you want to change your destiny, change your habit. And what is habit? Repeated action. Only the guru can advise you, do this technique repeatedly again and again, then it becomes a habit and you will not forget. It's very scientific. So, what is in the past which you have deposited as your destiny? It is not going to change. It will work out. It is working out. But you can take care of the present, and the future is being made by the present. So take care of the present. During initiation, you have promised, you will practice twice to the best of your ability, do it. And after a few months, you will see it will become a habit. Then again, Krishna is telling, Bandhur atmanam atmanastasya jena vai atmana jitaha anatmanastu satrute vartate atmaiva satruvat. That person who has controlled his mind and senses and body, and that person is friend of himself, and that person who has not controlled but regulated his mind, senses and body, he himself is his enemy. It is the truth. Please remember every day. And that's why in initiation, we say you are doing three sankalpas. Practice morning and evening. Keep it secret. Keep it its purity, sanctity. And give part of your ego, because what differentiates you from animal you is the ego. And what creates the bondage and happening is the ego. So when you share your own dearest things, you are rising above your individual animality or ego, and then you are part of the all-pervading Supreme. So that's why, please remember, you don't have to be frustrated, you should not feel unhappy, because you are your own enemy, you are your own friend, and you just follow these and everything will work out fine. Then, you have to be cheerful all the time. You have to have positive attitude all the time. Never entertain negative attitude. Because the more you think about your negative, the more that will become a habit and that will keep on happening. Now, you know, some people, particularly I have found in Europe, they have crisis. They have suddenly exacerbation of old wounds, emotional wounds. And they go to psychiatrist, and psychiatrist do a hypnosis and analysis. And they come out with their childhood stories, how in the childhood they were harassed, they were tortured, and they became victim of a lot of negatives, and that wound is there. So this psychiatrist, by digging it out again, makes them suffer again. Unfortunately, they don't realize it. According to law of karma, whatever you think, whatever you do, whatever you speak, remains deposited in your subconscious, and that works out your destiny. It cannot be changed. It has to work out. So when you force a person by hypnosis to bring out the hidden subconscious things, now that you are not doing him any service or her any service. You are bringing out, and that person suffers the same thing again and again, and when they suffer again and again, that becomes again more habit. So suffering is multiplied. The best is, what has already happened, ignore. What Lord Krishna has told Bhagavad Gita. Asuchyanana sochastam prajna badhangsa bhasase. Whatever is past. Let it be past, don't dig it out. The more you dig it out, you are reliving those suffering, and it is making more habits, and it's troubling you. There is no end to the trouble. So that's why, take care of the present. And beautiful, sometimes also, it will be nice if you read the Bhagavad Gita daily. It is through your own duties. Now what is the first verse of the first chapter says? Dhritarashtra, the blind king, the egoistic fellow, me and mine. That's why he's blind. He can't see the wisdom. Dharma khetre, kuru khetre. Now, what is the dharma khetra? It's the field of action. Your professional duty is your dharma. Dharma is not going to any temple or anywhere. Your professional duty is your dharma. And where you do it, jati, yuddha khetra or kuru khetra. Plain and simple. So, don't neglect your duties. Do your duties to the best of your ability, but all the time don't inflate your ego that you are doing it, you are achieving it. Forget it, you are doing it as a service. I am not talking myself, it is from the Bhagavad Gita I am quoting. So Kriya Yoga has two aspects. Work is worship. Never reject work. And work to the best of your ability and remind yourself that it is service to Ishtadeva, means your inner self. And by meditation, every day you have experience of your inner self, Atma Sakshatkar. When in Jyoti Mudra, you see the divine light, be happy, because that is the light of your own soul. And that is immortal. It's free from all negatives. The more you experience this, the more it becomes a habit. So enlightenment becomes a habit. And you gain in many ways. So every technique, again, these techniques should be done as offering to the Ishtadeva. So, means you have to rise above the animality, pashutva. And that is called ego, biological ego. You have to rise. as long as that is there, you cannot see the truth. So, Kriya Yoga, considered from any angle, is the best, is the quickest, is the easiest. So please practice every day. We are lucky that we got Kriya Yoga by the grace of the Guru. We should practice every day.